The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. I love and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you've allowed us to see, another day that you have blessed us with life, another day that you've blessed us with life, more abundantly. Another day that you bless us and allow us to see a brand new day. For we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glad that you are our God. Glad that you are our Savior. Glad that you are our strong tower. Glad that you are our way maker. Glad that you are our comforter. Glad that you are a source of our strength and the strength of our lives. Glad to be in the land of the living, because it gives us another opportunity to draw near to thee. It gives us another opportunity to fulfill your will and your purpose that you have for our lives. It's another opportunity, God, that we can, oh God, let your will be done in our lives, that we may be perfected in you. Another day we can be refined, God, and made into those instruments of praise, those instruments of goodness, those good vessels that you desire for us to be. It's another day that we can get better and grow stronger and become more mightier and let our faith show, be seen even better in you. God, we need you, God, today. We need you each and every day. We can't make it without you, God, and we look for you. We look for you to be with us, to walk with us, God, because your word says that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us, that you will walk with us through the valleys of the shadow of death, and we don't have to fear any evil. God, we need your presence, God, and we need your glory, God, because inside of us there is no good thing. But, God, when we allow you to have your way and let you control and let your spirit lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, then we can accomplish the task that you have set forth to accomplish. You can help us fulfill the purpose and the plans and the way and the expected ends that you have for our lives. You can order our footsteps, Lord. We can't make it there without you. We can't take another step without you. We can't move forward without you. So we submit ourselves before your throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, Lord, to come to more and have your way in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, things are forming around us, Lord. Trials and tribulations are stacking up against us, Lord. The enemy is trying to trouble us on every head. But, God, no matter what they do, Lord, you can bring us through. No matter what comes up against us, you can take us over, Lord. No matter what comes our way, you have given us the victory, God, already. So, God, we need you today. We need you, God. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, God. We need you, Lord, today. Hallelujah. God, we need your presence. We need your glory. We need you to walk with us. We need you to talk with us. Lord, we need you to lead us and to guide us, God. We need you to order our footsteps, Lord. We need you to breathe life into us, God. We need you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we can't make it without you, Lord. We can't breathe or move or have our very beings without you. So, God, come no more and have your way in our hearts and in our minds right now, as we have prepared ourselves this morning to seek you early. I got that alarm came on this morning and my body did not want to get up. But there's something about being in the midst of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. There's something about calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh God, at the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, sickness must obey. Oh, God, at the name of Jesus, God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It's something about calling on the name of Jesus. He comes in and he shifts our atmosphere, Lord. He comes in and shifts our situations. There's something about that wonderful and that beautiful name. And so we seek your presence. We seek your anointing. Glory to your name. We seek your anointing, God, for the day. But this is the day that you made, God, and if you made the day, and you are the God of the ending to the beginning, God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are Alpha, God, the one who began everything, and you are Omega, the one who will end everything. God, since you are the one that formed this day, we look to you, God, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, the one who is known as the way, the truth, and the life. God, we look to you, God. Oh, God, the author and the finisher of our faith, the keeper of our souls, the lover of our souls. We look to you for order, for instruction, for wisdom, for direction, for favor. We look to you, God, today, because we want your will to be done on this day and for our wills to line up with your will. I love you, Lord. song that rang down in my soul, God, was that the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases. Your love goes through thick and through thin. You are not a commitment breaker. Your love, oh God, is a commitment keeper. God, your love is a commitment keeper. That even when we fall short of your glory, even when we fall outside of your will, even when we turn our back on you, your love never ceases, God. Your love never ends. So as long as we have breath in our lungs, as long as we have, oh God, breath in our lungs, as long as we are in the land of the living, breathing air through our lungs, Lord, it's another chance, another opportunity to get things right if we're outside of your will, because your love, God, oh God, your love is so amazing, Lord. Your love is so awesome and overwhelming, Lord. Your love transcends every sin, every transgression, oh God, and it gets to the core that we need you and that you love us so much. You love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. And you love us so much that there's no good thing that you will withhold for us, because you gave your very best so that we can be reconciled back unto you. God, your love is simply amazing. It's amazing. And we seek after your love today. Thank you for the love. Your love never ceases. It's new every single morning because you bless us with new mercies every single morning. Oh, God, your blessings keep us all day long as you protect us, Lord, from dangers seen and unseen. God, your love is steadfast and simply amazing. And since your love is so wonderful, I can't help but cry out, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. I can't help but to exalt your name, God, because you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory, God. I can't help but to bow down before you and surrender myself to your will, God, because you know just what to do. Your track record is sure, God. Oh, God, and your ways, oh, God, are far above my ways. And your thoughts are far above my thoughts. And so I look to you, God, the author and the finisher of my faith. I look to you again, God, the one who is Alpha and Omega. I look to you, God, the one who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. I look to you, the one who is the lover of my soul. Thank you, God, for being the lover of my soul. Help me to love like you. Help me to put flesh under subjection this day. Help me to stand in humility, to lead with humbleness, to be holy, acceptable, standing apart. That's just my reasonable service, God. Transform the mind. Allow me to treat others as they, not as they treat me, but treat others as I want to be treated, God. Help me, Lord, today to live a holy and peaceable life. God, that's what you're called. That's what you call for us to do, to be holy and acceptable, to live holy and peaceable life. And as we talked about last night, to be humble before you. Humility, God, allows us to be stronger. Humility, God, draws us near to thee. It gives us the mind of Christ. Humility, God, helps us and teaches us how to forgive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Humility brings about favor, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you tell us to humble ourselves before you, God, not to walk around all haughty and high-minded and arrogant, because those things, oh God, are not pleasing to you, God. But you have called for us to be selfless and not selfish. So, God, help us today to put flesh under subjection. Help us, oh God, today to put our selfish will under subjection. God, help us today, God, to stand for you, because you called us to be a light, Lord. And our light, God, draws people in, and we don't want to draw people into a stanky attitude. We don't want to draw people into a selfish attitude, a selfish spirit, an arrogant spirit, but we want them to see the humility, God, that dwells in our Lord and Savior. For when he was persecuted, he never said a mumbling word. When he didn't know God necessarily want to go, he said, not thy will, but let thine will be done. We want to have the humility, the mind of Christ. So fill us with your spirit, God, today. We can't do it in our own might. It's not by our power. It's not by our might, but it's by your spirit. Living holy is not by our power. It's not by our might. It's living by your spirit. Your spirit is what gives us strength, oh God, to allow your fruit, God, or that inhabits us to give us the fruit of your spirit. It's your spirit that keeps us, to help us not to say things, not to do things that are outside of your character. Your spirit helps us to grow, and each and every day is an opportunity for us to grow stronger and grow wiser and grow more anointed in you. So fill us with your spirit on this day. The fruit of your spirit, God, completely inhabit us with your spirit. We ask, oh God, that you give us more love, more faith, more joy, more peace, more long-suffering, more gentleness, more goodness, more meekness, more temperance. God, your word tells us that against there is no such law. Those things can't be dictated or controlled by the law of the land, but they are controlled and dictated by us. How we allow ourselves to be led by you, and that's how we submit ourselves to you. Be with us all this day long, God, and grow your fruit in us. If I'm lacking in any area, God, I surrender that area to you. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord. But I want your spirit to have full reign in my life, that I may be that believer, that vessel that you can use any place, any time, anywhere. Holy Ghost, have your way. We submit to your will. We submit to your authority on this day. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us strength. Grant us favor. Grant us wisdom on this day. As we declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you now. We bless you even now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.